I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the Tasty Freeze. Every kid remembers the joy and the challenge of eating soft-serve ice cream on a warm summer day. Kane's original Tasty Freeze was located just north of the present-day Kane First Church of God. It was there that I savored my first vanilla and chocolate swirled ice cream cone. In the 1950s, soft-serve ice cream was truly a wonder of modern technology and created a national craze. According to Wikipedia, Tasty Freeze was founded in 1950 in Joliet, Illinois, by Leo S. Marantz and Harry Axine, formerly of Dairy Queen. Marantz invented a patented pump and freezer which dispensed the tasty new ice cream product, and their Harley Manufacturing Company produced the machines which franchisees would buy and use in their stores. To the delight of many, Joe Ferriano opened his drive-up Kane franchise in 1952. In newspaper ads, the company billed its products as delicious dairy goodness served fresh from the freezer. A variety of healthy fruit toppings was available to ensure proper nutrition. According to Wikipedia, expansion of the brand was rapid in the 1950s. In 1952, there were 315 locations, and by 1957, there were nearly 1,800 Tasty Freeze restaurants. From the start of the company, Tasty Freeze had a penchant for marketing and promotions. In the 1950s, the company created its twin mascots, T, a young girl, and F, a young boy. These ever-present sprites had swirled ice cream for hair. The original Tasty Freeze was open seasonally from April through October, and operator Joe Ferriano staged annual grand reopening promotions offering a variety of gifts, toys, prizes, special discounts, and wholesome hospitality. According to the bird column in the Kane Republican, for Mother's Day in 1959, he sent 25 strawberry sundaes to mothers who were hospitalized at the Kane Community Hospital. A display ad in the Kane Republican in the spring of 1966 offered a franchise opportunity for a new restaurant in exchange for $15,000 in working capital. The ad boasted year-round inside seating, plenty of parking, large volume, fast turnover business, a complete advertising and merchandising program, and no restaurant experience was necessary. In August of 1966, two local men, Harold Cartwright and Virgil Campbell, applied for a business license under the name Plaza Tasty Freeze. Concurrently, another new business opened with the expected increase in traffic in the vicinity, Sparkle Car Wash. The sparkling new Tasty Freeze opened in September of 1966 and was an immediate success, offering up foot-long hot dogs, its Big T burger, and fried chicken dinners along with its standard ice cream sundaes, cones, and milkshakes. The restaurant was open daily from 11 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. and provided employment for dozens of high school students. Virgil Campbell was the managing partner and continued the company's heavy promotional schedule and held frequent prize drawings. According to newspaper reports, a 1967 tandem bike giveaway produced over 10,000 local entries. The former franchisee, Joe Ferriano, opened his original Tasty Freeze location under the name Joe's Drive-In in April of 1966. He maintained a base of loyal customers for several years. The restaurant later changed hands, with owner Ken McNeil finally razing the building in 1978 when the site became home to an ill-fated Burger King restaurant that lasted only a matter of months. Today, the Classic Car Wash occupies the former site of the Plaza Tasty Freeze at 604 North Fraley Street. While the Big T burger and company mascots T and F are distant memories in Kane, The Tasty Freeze company continues to operate a dozen restaurants in 9 states. If I ever make it to Atascadero, California, Gackle, North Dakota, or Anchorage, Alaska, I'll be sure to drop in. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. Happy New Year to all, and thank you for listening.